This is John Batchelor speaking with Andrew McCarthy and Thaddeus McCotter about the many tangles for the former President Donald Trump before courts, many courts, but one in particular is the Court of Appeals right now, the D.C. Court of Appeals, where the former president's attorneys made a case for immunity at the same time they were dealing with the question of double jeopardy. All of this comes to legal matters that are very difficult to summarize, but it also comes to a timeline. And Andy McCarthy has written before that one of the strategies adopted by the former president's attorneys is to lengthen the time between events so that the March 4th date set by Special Counsel Smith is not possible for the beginning of the trial about the events of January 6th. That's a federal trial. That's a federal charge, a felony charge. And it is in the interest of the former president not to permit that trial to begin on March 4th, in fact, to drag it out as long as possible. And so Andy gives us the facts about what happens after the D.C. Court of Appeals three-panel judge acts and the other possibilities of lengthening the time before now and when the trial can begin, remembering that the former president's attorneys have asked for the trial to be postponed till after the election of 2024. Here's Andy's very careful explication of the rules for appeals of a case that is now scheduled for the trial to begin March 4th of 2024.
Yeah, that's correct, John. And I had a feeling you might ask me about that. So I looked at the appellate rules before we came on because the timeline is so important. So once the Court of Appeals, the three-judge panel, decides this case, which I think it'll be fairly rapidly, I would be surprised if we didn't have a decision by sometime next week. At that point, Trump has 14 days to appeal to the full D.C. Circuit Court, that is, en banc, all 11 judges. Those applications for rehearing en banc are routinely denied. In fact, the government is not even required to respond unless the court asks for a response. That's how rare these rehearings are. So I think Trump can play this out for about 2 weeks after the court makes its ruling. And then the interesting thing is Trump, if he lost in the three-judge panel and he lost on the en banc request, he would then appeal to the Supreme Court. He has 90 days to appeal to the Supreme Court, but if he hasn't appealed after a certain period of time, after the Court of Appeals formally issues its ruling, the case would go back to Judge Chutkan. So Trump's incentive would be to appeal to the Supreme Court right away, because that would keep the case frozen in the district court. And then it would be a matter of how quickly the Supreme Court acted on Trump's appeal.
More of this later.